Okay, Lydia, how are you feeling?
Nervous.
Nervous, as you would. Now, Lydia, before you share a song, we want to get a bit of background about you. We want to know who you are so that we understand why you're singing this song to us tonight. So give us a bit of background. You know John, apparently, don't you? How do you know John?
He's my music teacher. So that's how I know.
And what kind of a teacher is he? Come on.
He's good. He's a great teacher.
Yeah, you got to say that, don't you? Okay, so Christy, you're actually going to share a song with us tonight. What did I say, Christy? Oh, I thought, okay, Lydia, there you are. Thanks. Did I do that last week too? Okay. Just bear with me. I'm no Andrew Denton, but I'm trying really hard. He's good, that guy. I don't know how you do this well, but I'm giving it a go. Lydia, the song that you're singing tonight, there's a particular line in that song, which is why you've chosen it. What is that line?
It's the storms that only help you grow.
Storms that only help you grow. Now, how old are you?
15.
For a 15-year-old girl, you are in a pretty significant storm at the moment.
Yeah.
What is that storm?
My mum passed away 11th of November this year. And
last year.
That's right. Last year, 2007. And so just having to cope with that's pretty much a storm itself.
That's a storm, isn't it? And I want to be really sensitive to your situation, and I'm very proud of you to be brave enough to share this with us. Tell us about your mum. It's been 2 months since she passed away. What kind of a woman was she? Was she a Christian?
Yeah, for sure. She was talking the word 24/7, not even joking. She was fully into it, especially when she got diagnosed. In the last year, she was just like anything, like just every second you saw her, she was reading healing scriptures, always into it, always.
And how did your mum's faith impact you as you grew up with her as the rock in the house?
Yeah, well, mum was... It's just like faith was the main thing in our house. Like, so I don't know. She was just it's hard to say. Like,
that's okay. Tell me how what you think about Jesus because of how your mum lived in front of you. What did she teach you about Jesus as you grew up?
She taught I don't know just everything, and it just. I know Jesus a whole lot more because of her. So if I didn't have her, because she was so into the Word and so into God, it's a lot more easier to know Jesus and know about Him, because she was just kind of always talking about Him. So,
sure. Now, tell us just honestly, what's it like for you right now? It's still very fresh. It's still very real. How are you doing in the midst of this storm right now?
Like I said to you the other day, it's just as hard as it was as soon as I found out. It's just, I take it just as hard and I cry just as much, you know, it's just as bad, and it's probably going to be like that for a fair bit, but that's basically, like, it's just, no, no, it's just the same as when I first found out. Yeah, it's totally. Just heaps hard.
Absolutely. And how are you finding God in the midst of this? Are you struggling to kind of get your head around Him and...
Yeah. Definitely. It's so hard when mum was always like, oh, don't worry about it. I mean, not worry about it, but she was always saying how God was going to heal her. And then for when she passed away, it was just kind of like, where is God in the situation? Like, I didn't understand. It was really confusing to be in that situation at that time. So, it was just, I don't know. It's just hard to... It's even hard to like get up in church and praise Him, because you just think about the bad stuff. But I guess in the midst of it, you just got to think about how good He was when she was alive. Like to our whole family, he was amazing. He just moved in amazing ways.
And Lydia, I reckon that's okay. It's okay that it's hard, and it's okay to struggle with who God is in this time. That's fine. Do you think about your mum and what she's doing now?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's kind of cool how she's probably, like, you know, hang out with Noah and that. So, yeah.
Did she like Noah?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like, I know. I mean, I like him. So,
that's good to think of. Who would you go straight for in heaven? It'd be Noah or Abraham? I reckon she's with Jesus.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Jesus. Yeah. Look, that'll do, Lydia. So the song that she's sharing is about how to grow in the storm.
Yeah.
And it's obviously very real for her at the moment. So let's have you share that. Thank you for being very brave. And look, I want to pray for Lydia before she sings and ask for God's comfort in her life. So let me pray. Father God, you are the God of all comfort. And we don't understand everything that happens in our lives, but we lift Lydia up to you tonight. We praise you for her. We praise you for the faith of her mother. We praise you that she is with you now. And we ask that you would grow Lydia, that you would hold on to her, that you would show yourself to her in the midst of this storm in such a profound way that she grows and she matures and she stays with you. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
This song's called When You Fall by Kirk Franklin. Don't you know? Shattered by the storm and torn.